Welcome to AM Best Audio.
In today's rapidly evolving financial landscape, portfolio finance is witnessing a paradigm shift driven by a confluence of technological advancements, changing investor preferences, and global economic trends. In the realm of insurance portfolio management, current trends in portfolio finance are increasingly influencing strategies aimed at optimizing risk-adjusted returns and ensuring long-term sustainability. I'm Lori Chortis for Best Review Magazine. And joining us now to discuss that is Daedong Yan, head of Barings Portfolio Finance. Daedong, welcome. It's wonderful to see you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Lori.
Daedong, can you help explain what is portfolio finance?
Absolutely. It's simply lending against diverse portfolios of private market assets. It's typically in the form of a senior secured loan, and the loan is cross-collateralized by the entire portfolio. So you'll see that the lender benefits from both significant structural subordination and you have the entire portfolio as collateral. So any losses on individual assets are mitigated by other assets in the portfolio. The underlying collateral is actually what most insurance companies are already familiar with. It's typically corporate credits. It could be first lien commercial mortgage loans. It could be broad portfolios of LP positions or secondaries portfolios. So this is really not a new asset class. It's been around for a really long time, and it's historically been done by banks and predominantly structured for bank balance sheets.
If portfolio finance is historically a bank asset class, how does it fit in an insurance portfolio?
It's a great question. Well, it's actually because the defensive characteristics that have historically made this asset class so attractive for banks, including cross-collateralization, the asset diversity, the structural subordination, those same characteristics are also attractive for an insurance portfolio. So if you're an insurance portfolio, it could be complementary to your existing private investment grade allocation and give you additional diversifying sources of incremental spread. It could also give you access to several different underlying private asset classes in a diversified, low-risk exposure. So really, as we take a step back and think about this, portfolio finance is really the next extension in the evolution of private investment grade assets. As we all know, insurers are constantly seeking attractive risk-adjusted returns. For us and our team, we've been fortunate that we've built our strategy inside Barings' parent company, MassMutual, a large life insurance company. And that's really helped shape our strategy to focus on three key needs of insurance clients. One, insurance companies have to generate incremental spread. Two, capital preservation is key. So it means conservative underwriting and focusing on downside protection, not stretching for the last basis point of yield. And three, investments need to be capital efficient. So focusing on highly rated NAIC1 opportunities make more sense for insurance clients.
How do you source these portfolio finance investment opportunities?
Well, for us, we're a direct origination strategy. So we partner bilaterally with asset managers on their portfolio financing needs. As you think about that, you wonder, why do we pursue this? Well, the reason we're so focused on direct origination is it allows us to provide customized solutions that are higher value add for our borrowers. And in doing so, we're able to achieve incremental spread for our investors. It's not easy to do. It takes scale and it takes dedicated resources. That's why for us, we've intentionally built our team to be over 30 dedicated professionals focused on just this asset class. And that's enabled us to originate over $38 billion of direct investments across over 100 transactions since inception. Also, taking a step back as we think about sourcing, our philosophy is you have to start early. By the time a deal comes around, it is too late. The sourcing has to start years earlier. So you need to really invest the time to build deep, meaningful relationships with asset managers and be able to demonstrate your subject matter expertise and your experience of providing thoughtful solutions. So in our experience, where we have the most success is when asset managers call us, not really with a deal, but with simply a problem they're looking to solve. And we're creating that solution bilaterally in partnership with those asset managers. We also like this approach because it has the added credit benefit that we have influence over lender protections and structure, and it ensures that the needs of our insurance investors are being met.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
What are the latest trends in portfolio finance, and what does it take to win in this asset class?
Well, Lori, to address the first part of your question, this asset class is benefiting from a number of tailwinds. Investors are increasingly demanding tailored returns, so asset managers are increasingly using portfolio finance as a tool to meet the demands of their investors. This, along with the growth of private asset classes, is contributing to the demand for portfolio finance to grow at over double the rate of bank balance sheets. That's creating a funding gap. And so at the same time, we've all witnessed bank volatility and some bank prominent bank failures over the last couple of years. And as a result, what we're hearing from asset managers is they're actively seeking to diversify their financing sources. And this further increases the demand for capital from non-bank lenders, such as insurance companies, to fill this funding gap. To answer your second question, to win in this market, you need to have three key things. You need to have scale, relationships, and track record. You need to have the scale of team to directly originate and manage a diverse portfolio, and you need scale of capital base to offer that certainty of execution for asset managers. You need to have direct relationships, like we just talked about, for the sourcing engine, and that leads to unique access for insurance clients. And of course, you need to have the track record. Asset managers want to see your track record of providing successful, customized solutions, and investors want to see your track record of capital preservation and delivering attractive risk-adjusted returns consistently over time. And when you combine all of that, scale, relationships, track record, on top of a market tailwind of increasing demand for portfolio finance, that creates an exciting opportunity for insurance companies to access this asset class.
Didong, this has been so informative, and it's been a pleasure. And thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me, Lori.
That was Didong Yan, head of Barings Portfolio Finance. For Best Review Magazine, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.